Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 1st, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, and I'll be reading verses 24 through 43. I had to chuckle when I first read the title of this first parable that Jesus is teaching. It's called the Parable of the Weeds, and it kind of made me think about my front yard last year. Wayne and I decided that we would just pick all the weeds in our front yard, but honestly, what happened was we did pick out some of the good grass, and we basically just had a mud puddle. So this year, we're having someone help us with the weeds, but I digress. Let's get to the reading of God's Word. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" The parable of the mustard seed and the yeast. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowds in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world." Then he left the crowds and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom. The weeds are the people of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, let them hear." And now we move forward to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 88, a song. A psalm of the sons of Korah, for the director of music, according to Mahalath Lanoth, a maskil of Heman the Ezrahite. "Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry out to you. May my prayer come before you. turn your ear to my cry. I am overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I am set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth, I have suffered and been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long, they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. And now we turn over to the book of Song of Songs. Today we are in the final chapter of Song of Songs, chapter 8, and we pick up with the female speaking. If only you were to me like a brother, who was nursed at my mother's breasts. Then, if I found you outside, I would kiss you, and no one would despise me. I would lead you and bring you to my mother's house, she who has taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink, the nectar of my pomegranates. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. Friends, who is this coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? She. Under the apple tree I roused you. There your mother conceived you. There she who was in labor gave you birth. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned. Friends, we have a little sister, and her breasts are not yet grown. What shall we do for our sister on the day she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. If she is a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar. She, I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Thus I have become in his eyes like one bringing contentment. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out his vineyard to tenants. Each was to bring for its fruit 1,000 shekels of silver. But my own vineyard is mine to give. The 1,000 shekels are for you, Solomon, and 200 are for those who tend its fruit. He, You who dwell in the gardens with friends and attendants, let me hear your voice. She, come away, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or like a young stag on the spice-laden mountains. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I have to admit, I'm kind of glad I'm finished reading through Song of Songs, but I am reminded that through this love poetry, we are reminded of the unfailing, never giving up, always pursuing us love that God has for us. Today we are praying for our ministry partner, 1040 Connections. This is Chad and Leslie Seagraves and many mission partners. And their ministry mission or vision is to cast hope to unreached peoples so that they hear, experience, and multiply the good news of Jesus. And I emailed back and forth with Chad this week, and he had a couple of personal requests. They are in a mission house in Signal Hill, Tennessee, and they have to move out in mid-April. And so they're praying for God to provide their next housing, and also for wisdom and open doors in Malaysia, because they were living in Thailand and they had to ship all of their things to Malaysia during the pandemic, and they're just hoping for some open doors there so that they can get back to work in a foreign country. Heavenly Father, we pause in these moments to pray for our brothers and sisters who work with 1040 Connections around the world. Thank you for Chad and Leslie, who came up with this partnership and have been working to make your gospel known around the world. We pray right now, Lord, for their family. We pray for their children, and we pray for divine wisdom for them. We pray for open doors, and we pray for housing that you would provide in the way that only you can, Lord. Thank you for reminding us that you are our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in times of need. Please give those that work with 1040 spiritual stamina. Give them divine protection. Please give them open doors, and would your love rest on them so that they know clearly that they are yours. We love you, and we pray all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen.